AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Authorities say the remains of 41 people have been pulled from the Potomac River following the Wednesday mid-air collision between a jet and an Army helicopter. 67 people died. Washington, D.C. Fire Chief John Donnelly says everyone will be accounted for.
Yes, we expect to recover all of the bodies. We have that's why our teams are still working. We're going to have to work with the salvage company to do some of that work.
Reagan National Airport has reopened, but officials say two of its three runways remain closed to keep aircraft from flying over the crash scene while taking off or landing. The White House calls it promises made, promises kept. President Trump will place 25% tariffs on imports from Canada and Mexico and 10% tariffs on goods from China effective Saturday. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says his nation will respond to any Trump tariffs.
A purposeful, forceful, but reasonable, immediate response. It's not what we want. But if he moves forward, we will also act.
Trump has been threatening the tariffs to ensure greater cooperation from the countries on stopping illegal immigration and the smuggling of chemicals used for fentanyl. There's no word on whether there would be any exemptions to the measures that could result in swift price increases to U.S. consumers. Costco workers are preparing to strike at midnight.
Thousands of Costco workers are preparing to strike as the company and the Teamsters Union approached a deadline to reach a new contract agreement. The Teamsters Union represents 18,000 Costco workers in six states: California, Washington, Maryland, Virginia, New Jersey, and New York. It's unclear if the strikes would close stores. Costco said its labor agreement with the Teamsters applies to less than 10% of its U.S. stores and employees. Union members say the company needs to make a contract offer that reflects its growth in sales and profits. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
This is AP News. A doctor who prescribed an abortion pill has been indicted.
A New York doctor has been indicted by a Louisiana grand jury for allegedly prescribing an abortion pill online. The Deep South state has one of the strictest near-total abortion bans in the country. Dr. Margaret Carpenter and her company Nightingale Medical were charged with a felony charge of criminal abortion by means of abortion-inducing drugs. The case appears to be the first instance of criminal charges against a doctor accused of sending abortion pills to another state since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Israeli organization representing families of hostages held in the Gaza Strip has been celebrating the news that three high-profile male hostages would be released by Hamas on Saturday. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.